Memories of a Grandchild. By Rex Ely about his grandfather, Eddie Whiting. A Ride with Grandpa. I remember once when Grandpa and I were driving from St. John's to the Greenspeak Sawmill. As we came to the turnoff, he was, as usual, whistling a little ditty, off-key, with an occasional accompanying beep on the horn. Thus engrossed, he went speeding right on by the turnoff to the sawmill. I don't know why this has stuck in my mind, but I remember sitting there thinking, should I tell him, or should I just wait and see how long it will be before he realizes? When I considered the second alternative, and realized that I really didn't want to spend that evening in Tucson, I said meekly, "Grandpa, aren't we going to the sawmill?" "Oh, yes," he said, and made a U-turn without ever seeing what other cars might be coming. The whistling concert was barely interrupted long enough to get us turned around. That frail little Ethel Farr. Tradition has it that at the time my grandfather married my grandmother, his brothers and sisters were worried. That poor, frail, little Ethel Farr. She just isn't strong enough to be Eddie's wife. In addition to everything else, my grandmother was a brilliant woman. I have often wondered just how smart she really was. The only thing I know for certain is that she was a lot smarter than her oldest grandson. One evening, when I was staying with my grandparents, I had struggled with my algebra for 3 hours, while my grandparents had been at some kind of meeting. There was one problem that I absolutely could not handle. I continued to come back to it again and again, knowing the general approach to its solution, but unable to make a dent in it. It was especially frustrating, because I wanted to go to bed, but I felt I couldn't go to bed until I got the answer. At the height of my frustration, my grandparents returned. I was not in a mood to be very pleasant, and my only hope was that the exchange of pleasantries would be brief, so that I could get on with my task. In Grandpa's case, that is exactly what happened, but Grandma wanted to visit. She asked me what I was doing, and I muttered something about algebra. She asked if I was having problems, and I assured her I was. She then astounded me by asking if she could help. I will be eternally grateful that I didn't say what I was thinking, something about her age and the amount of time that had gone by since she'd had anything to do with algebra, and the best way she could help would be to leave me alone. She finally picked up the book and asked which problem it was. I reluctantly showed her. She read it, thought about it for no more than 15 seconds, then picked up my pencil and worked it out for me. No single experience in my life has been as significant in dispelling any biases based on age or sex.